Well, sometimes there's repeaters out there that aren't going to pop up if there's small time on the IGRMF. But I don't know. They used to link the Detroit and the Mount Clemens, and it just got a little too crazy for the people that operate the repeaters, and they closed that up. Otherwise, you could talk to Sheboygan.
I wish I could hit the Macomb 675, because that goes, like, to Canada, or it goes, like, it hits Canada a little bit. It goes to St. Clair, it looks like, Auburn Hills, but I'm outside of it. I don't think I don't think this antenna would even be able to even hit that Macomb repeater.
Probably not from where you're at, but they used to be linked. So the Detroit repeater would talk to the Mount Clemens repeater, which would talk to the Flint repeater, and, if things were opened up, you could get some good compensation going from the north part of the state.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually. Huh. They were kind of linked, kind of like with ham radios, where you can kind of hop from one repeater to another. They were kind of like linked through the internet or through the over the air.
Well, I'm not quite sure how they do it. I think it's internet. I'm not sure, but yeah. Well, they shut it down because there's too many stupid people out here causing trouble and just screwing up the airwaves, so they closed it up.
What kind of antenna would I even need to even be able to hit, like, a cone from where I'm at? Or is that not even possible?